What up, what up, what up, beautiful people out there? Hope everybody's having a great day. Hope everybody's executing exactly how they feel. So, new week, we on the grind. And it brings me to think about certain subjects that I want to express to the people so I can give back. Because my intentions, and my only intentions, and why I speak on this thing is that people could grab something and take something from me. For real. Sometimes I view myself as when I give this information, it's like testimony, you know, my dying testimony that will be used. You know, sometimes you got to speak like there's no tomorrow, and you want to leave behind an imprint and understanding to not only how you think and navigate through this world, but a supply book, a manual that a certain breed of population out here is going to grab and appreciate. So when I speak, man, I try to make sense. All right. I realize, you know, sometimes when you have a higher understanding, higher education, I mean, you consider yourself smart, and, you know, we can come to conclusions on how we evaluate our education and our smartness. I mean, there's always a different definition according to every different person in life. But we're talking about me, if I could go that way. I consider myself smart. I educate myself. I have an understanding. But I also know that with that smartness and higher level of speed and understanding in life comes impatience. And sometimes I see how impatient I am with people sometimes because I forget the fact that people don't understand and don't interpret and can't grab information exactly the way you say it or how you think you're saying it. It's just a fact. And sometimes I get stumbled on that and it kicks me in the face later. And it may have to do with nutritional level and mood and energy level at the time. And when I'm trying to spit something serious out to somebody in front of me and they might not be grabbing it on my speed, that's my fault. That's my fault as a leader, as an influence, to not be conscious that you have to have patience sometimes when teaching and when expressing points of views and philosophies and understandings in life. You have to know the people that you're dealing with, man. And sometimes it may seem that people are just like, you know, it's common sense and it's common thinking and it's like it's clear as day what I'm talking about. But you know what? We're wrong. We're wrong when we take that approach sometimes. And if somebody's sitting there attentively and if you're looking at that person and you know that person and they're consistent with their hunger to learn more from you, with their hunger to be part of what you're trying to build, you know you're wrong when you overreact with an impatient mindset or an impatient tolerance to how fast people are grabbing powerful stuff that you're pitching. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to say with that is, you know, everybody's not going to interpret and everybody's not going to understand exactly what you're saying. They may have the greatest intentions to hear you, but hearing and understanding is two different things. So you know what? If you're that leader, if you're that influence, it's on you to have multiple approaches in your game. If you're trying to amplify and expand a serious notion and niche inside your heart and mind, and you want to back it up with power, you have to have multi-levels of frequency outputs for the people, man. Or you could be isolated and channel just a certain person in a certain place that fits exactly how your frequency is being pushed. But if you're really trying to be a leader of change, a leader of influence, and you want to die knowing that you empower people to keep living on better, you better change your frequency. You better make sure that communication is tight, man. And you have to have the self-awareness and the understanding at that moment when you may be superseding a potential person's listening, understanding, and comprehension at that moment of what you're saying. And it ain't got nothing to do with the other person not being just as smart as you or being just as motivated as you. It has to do with that we all speak in signature tones, signature DNA, and all that. And in our minds, we get ahead of ourselves and our motivation may get ahead of the potential audience. So you got to know how to slow that down, recalculate, recalibrate, so everybody can hear what you have to offer, right? That's the message. Make sure you heard properly, right? Have a great day on that note right there.